93FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
To some ride or die, baby, I'm a cool, I'm a crazy, I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you to the end, girl, it's turning up the tear, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby, she's my cool, she's my crazy, she's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Haakkinen here along with my son, J.J. Haakkinen. And we're at Mellon, Wisconsin. We have high school football action. Right now, it is the Mellon Granite Diggers hosting the Phillips Loggers here on a beautiful night. The game is already underway, and B.J. Loueri opening up the scoring for the Loggers with a touchdown run, scoring early, and it was Levi Durr with the two-point conversion following up. So it's an 8-0 lead here for the Loggers. With 10:51 to go here, it was three quick plays for the Loggers for the touchdown. Ethan Podmolik then kicked off, and it is right now Mellon's football. And it's a second down. We don't have that stat up there right now, but it's a second 10 for the Mellon Granite Diggers. So the officials called a Mellon coming up to the line of scrimmage here. 10:51 to go here, first quarter. It's Zuitow in the backfield, along with Brooks Mesko. And who else we have back there, JJ? And Zuitow's going to keep it himself, left side. I think he gets the first down. And we got a holding on Mellon. It's going to bring him back. So nice run there for Marshall Zuitow. Only a sophomore. Good-looking quarterback back there for the Mellon Granite Diggers. But they're going to be backed up 10 yards. It's going to be a second 20 for Mellon. The Loggers stepping up to the football for defense here. It's like on the line. You've got Ethan Podmolik, Ethan Upson, Aaron Delasky, Drew Hochschild playing linebacker, Shay Denzina at the other linebacker. And it's going to be a keeper, quarterback keeper, right side. He's going to pick up maybe about a few yards here. It's going to be third down and long here, about 14. So third and 14 for the Mellon Granite Diggers. 10:22 to go here. 8-0 lead early on for the Phillips Loggers. B.J. Loueri with that early touchdown run. So interesting out on this field. You're right on the baseball field here today, J.J.
Yep.
And Mellon, it's going to be Zuito. And another flag goes, probably an encroachment or a false start. I think it's a false start on Mellon. We'll see what the officials call. So we have encroachment on the defense. It's going to move them up 5 yards, making this third down a little bit more manageable. It's going to be third and 10 with 10 minutes to go here. And this Mellon Granite Diggers, they like to pass the ball. So we're going to see some big plays from them. Zuitow going to keep it himself, go up the middle, and he's swarmed by a host of loggers. Drew Hochschild leading the way, and it's going to be fourth down and about 9 for the Granite Diggers. Granite's got some nice, strong, big athletes up here coming into this game. They're 0-4, though, coming off of a loss to Northwood's Solon Springs. And actually looks like they're going to punt right now. And I think that's Brooks Mesko out there, the punter. Brooks, nice little punt right side, goes about 25 yards, out of bounds at the Logger's 25-yard line. So Logger's going to come back onto the field here, and with an 8-0 lead, 9:25 to go. And we're going to stay right here. We're going to keep it right here. We're not going to send it back to 98Q Country right now. But we're in Mellon, Wisconsin here, guys. Me and my son, JJ, we got a nice crowd here, a nice Phillips crowd. A lot of Phillips parents over here. I got Holly Vernig over here next to me. She's leading the cheering squad in the crowd here. As Levi Durr from the shotgun along with Drew Hochschild in the backfield. Direct snap to Hochschild. He hands it off to Durr. Levi tackled right away. Some nice tackling by the Mellon Granite Diggers. Looks like about a loss of 1 or 2 yards. Going to bring up a second down and 11 for the Loggers. 9:11 to go here in this first quarter. An 8-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers. Loggers 3-1 on the season so far. A heavy running attack you're going to see. About 1,500 yards on the season already from the backfield. It's going to be Levi Durr. He's going to keep it himself up the middle. And not a lot going. He picks up a 4 yards maybe. It's going to bring up a third and five, we'll say, from their own 32-yard line. 8:34 to go and counting. As Ethan Podmolik steps up under center. Levi Durr from the shotgun, a handoff to Aaron Delafke. He gets his corner on the right side. Gets past one guy to beat. He steps out of bounds. A nice touchdown-saving tackle there for number 8. I don't have Connor Peltonen. Nice tackle by him. Aaron Delafke almost got that corner and was gone for a quick touchdown. So it's going to be 1st and 10 here for the Loggers from the Mellon 31-yard line. Levi from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself. It's a counter to Trigg Mullins. He's going to go left side, and this play works every single time. I call it the Dominic maybe touchdown play. You run it right, you run it left, and then you counter up the middle. That's what Trigg Mullins did, and a nice job by Trigg. And the Phillips Loggers take a 14-0 lead here with 8:10 to go in this first quarter, and they're going to go for the two-point conversion right now, try to extend this lead. Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. It's Drew Hochschild and Levi Durr in the backfield. Like a direct snap to Hochschild. He's going to throw it left side. There was a hold that they missed. They held Aaron Delafke in that corner, kind of tugged him down, but no call. And it's going to be 14-0 here with 8:10 to go. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with my son, JJ Haken, and helping me out a little bit here. And it's a 14-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Mellon Granite Diggers. 8:10 to go in this first quarter. And Ethan Podmolik, last week's Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game, JJ, he's set to kick off for the Loggers. Here it is. And he's going to be a squib kick. Goes about 9 yards, and Mellon gets right on top of it. They're going to start with really good field position right at midfield at the 40-yard line. It's 8-man football, JJ, a shortened field used to the 100-yard field, and 80 yards here. So 40-yard line is the mid-mark of the field here. So it's going to be the Mellon Granite Diggers with the ball here, stepping up to the line of scrimmage, 1st and 10 from midfield. And it's Zwietal, lone guy in the backfield. He's got 4 receivers, and he's going to keep it himself and gets through the middle, and he's tackled. A nice tackle by Levi Durr. Zwietal maybe got a yard off of the play, maybe 2. We'll give him 2 yards. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 8 for Mellon from the Loggers' 38-yard line. 2 backs in the backfield. Right now we got Brooks Mesko split wide left. Zwietal, direct snap. He's going to keep it himself, go left side, and picks up maybe a yard. He's ran out of bounds by Trig Molman, Aaron Delasky, and Callan Chuzzles out there doing Callan Chuzzles things, causing chaos. And that's going to bring up a third down here and eight for Mellon. They got two backs in the backfield. Zuitao gets the direct snap, looking to pass, rolls right. Nobody open. He's going to keep it himself. He's ran out of bounds short of the first down. He picks up a few. It's going to be fourth and five coming up. I expect Mellon to go for it from their own 32-yard line, a 37-yard line, I should say. So a fourth and five. Zuitao with two backs in the backfield. Brooks Mesko split wide left. Going to try to keep it himself. Not a lot going. Zuitao makes a couple moves. Dodges a tackle and maybe picks up a yard. It's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be Loggers football with 6:50 to go here in this first quarter. Loggers looking good on offense and defense. 14-0 lead here to start out. First turnover of the game here. Turnover on downs as the Loggers offense stepping onto the field right now. So they huddle up right now. Beautiful night here. It's homecoming in Mellon. So the Mellon kids excited about their big day. We have Jack Kowicki split wide right. I'm looking for a passing play here. And Drew's going to keep it himself. He's going to go left side, goes up, pushes a couple defenders out of bounds, and picks up a couple yards. Hoshiel, we're seeing a little bit more at the quarterback position. As Drew's got a nice arm. He's thrown some really nice passes in that last game, didn't he, JJ?
Yep.
And BJ Loeri checking into the ball game at running back right now. BJ with the opening touchdown. Who got that second touchdown of the game?
Trig,
that's right. And it's going to be a keeper. It's going to be Levi up the middle, making a couple guys miss. One guy to beat here. He's at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Levi Durr. A beautiful run from the quarterback. A quarterback keeper gets the touchdown. It's 20-0. Loggers with 6:35 to go here in this first quarter. The Loggers going to go for the two-point conversion. As Levi, his first touchdown of the game. And they're going to go for two here. Mellon with their backs to the ropes. And you've got Aaron Delasky, and he's going to get the direct snap. He falls on it, and no good. So two-point conversion is no good for the Loggers. It's 20-0, though, 6:35 to go here on a beautiful night in Mellon, Wisconsin. And we're going to send it back to 98.2 Country for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken, and along with my son, J.J. Haken, and we are in Mellon, Wisconsin. It's football action here, a 20-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Mellon Granite Diggers. Ethan Podmalik kicks off. What a 15-yard blooper over the top. Brooks Mesko with the fair catch, and it's going to be Mellon football from their own 30-yard line. A 20-0 lead here for the Loggers, 6:30 to go, and the Mellon Granite Diggers looking to get on the scoreboard first time in this game. I like what Mellon brings to the table, JJ. You know, they're willing to pass the ball and try some different things. And, you know, it's a tough thing to, when you go to a little school like Mellon. There's 81 kids in the school. That's their enrollment. I mean, a really small school. You come to play against this Phillips team who has about 25 kids on the team. It's a little bit intimidating for them. Kind of outmatched here a little bit, but I love Mellon's heart. And they're going to give it everything that they got here. As Zuitao steps up behind center, he takes the shotgun, looking to pass. He's going to roll out right side, and Ethan Podmalik chases him down and forces Zuitao to throw it out of bounds. It's going to be second and 10 for the Granite Diggers. B.J. Loeri, the Micronesian sensation, checking into the ball game at nose tackle. A fan favorite here in Phillips. And second 10 here for the Granite Diggers. We saw B.J. play nose tackle a lot in that last game. A new position for him. He's an undersized kid at that position, but so quick, gets into the backfield and causes a lot of havoc. Going to see what B.J.'s able to do right now. Zuitel from the shotgun. He's got four receivers. Got motion, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side and maybe a gain of three. Going to bring up a third and 7. 6:15 to go here in this first quarter. 20-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers. And Callan Chuzzles checking in to the ball game. Ethan Podmolik, last week's Jeff Hakenin Roofing Player of the Game, checking out for this play. So a young defensive line out there right now, all sophomores and a junior. We got Drew Hoshield at linebacker, along with Sawyer Kuchaba right now. Trig Molman in the secondary, along with Levi Durr. Jack Kowicki, I think, Ben Vernig on that left side. Zuitel gets it. He's going to keep it himself. A hold against Chuzzles, and they've seen it. Callan Chuzzles doing Callan Chuzzles things, drawing penalties. And that one's going to go back. We got a hold. It's declined. So the Loggers decline the penalty. They're going to take 4th and 9 instead of a 3rd and 19. 5:34 to go here. Mellon struggling to move the ball upfield. And looks like they're going to punt. Levi Durr steps back deep for the Loggers to accept this punt. And punting for Mellon is Ryan Henry. Ryan Henry, the sophomore. A lot of young kids on this team. A lot of freshmen and sophomores. Only 2 seniors on this Granite Diggers team. And we got a penalty. Going to be a false start on someone. So looks like Phillips over the line. Going to call encroachment on it. Going to move him up 5 yards. Coach Worth didn't see it the same way. So 4th down, they're going to move up 5 yards, though. Changes things up a little. Makes it kind of an option for them to go for it. I'm not sure if they will. I think they're going to call a timeout. That's what they do. Mellon's going to call a timeout. Now, they might go for it here with 5:23 to go here. First quarter, it's a 20-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Mellon Granite Diggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
I'm back here, Jeff Hakenin, here in Mellon, Wisconsin, and we got football action. It's a 20-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Mellon Granite Diggers. 5:23 to go in this first quarter. Kind of a barn burner here for the Loggers, scoring at ease here. The Granite Diggers right now stepping up to the line of scrimmage with the ball at the 35-yard line. It's 4th and 5, and they're going to go for it. They were set to punt, but the Loggers had the penalty. Zuitel steps back, looking to pass, drops it over the top. Brooks Mesko for the first down. Nice play by Brooks Mesko. Got some Phillips roots with that kid, Amy Burness' son. And first down, nice play there for the Granite Diggers, getting something going for them. The Granite Diggers, more of a passing offense than a running attack on the season. They have about 400 yards passing compared to 100-something rushing. So seeing a little bit of the passing action from this team, which is nice because in 8-man football, it's a lot of running. Zuitel. From the shotgun, he gets it. He's going to keep it himself. Come left side. Hoshield turns him in. Zuitel with a nice run. The sophomore gets another first down. So Mellon, 2 straight first downs. Oh, maybe they didn't get the first down. I think it's going to be a 2nd and 1. So it's second and one here from, what are we at here? The 30-yard line, about the 30-yard line for Mellon. First bit of life that we've seen out of the Granite Diggers here today so far. And it's Wietow behind center again from the shotgun. He's got four receivers, two left, two right. Here's the snap. He fumbles it, picks it back up. A nice play. And Ethan Podmolik along with Ethan Upson. The Ethan twins on that defensive line swarming them, getting the sack. So that's backs them right up. Now it's going to be a third and nine. So about an eight-yard loss on that sack. Tough break there for the Granite Diggers as they step back up to the line of scrimmage from the Loggers' 38-yard line. Same thing. Zwietow under center. Four receivers. He steps back looking to pass. Sees a break up the middle, and Aaron Delasky wraps him up. Nice tackle. Sack. Nice sack by Aaron Delasky. And it's going to be fourth down. And from right at midfield, so we're going to see what they do. I believe they're going to punt. 3:10 to go and counting. And it's the Granite Diggers set back to punt. That's Ryan Henry back there. And a nice punt from him goes down about 30 yards. Levi Durr is going to let it bounce. This one's going to go, oh, and it makes it to the end zone for a touchback. Lucky break there for the Loggers, as that was close to being downed at about the one-yard line. So Loggers are going to start out with the ball. I don't know where they started on this short field. We'll find out. My guess is the 25-yard line. Does anyone else know in front of me? We got a beautiful crowd here from Phillips over here today, too. Dave, the 15-yard line, Dave Tishka, my stat man here, is helping us out on the call. Thanks, Dave. We got a nice one in front of us. The chief of police, Mike Hoshield. Steve Teeters, the local sports guru. We got more coming, guys. It is Loggers with the ball. And Hoshield catches it deep. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Drew Hoshield from the pass from Levi Durr. It's 26 to nothing. Loggers rolling in this game. First pass of the game from the Loggers is a 75-yard touchdown pass to Drew Hoshield. So maybe that was the lucky call, calling out his dad out here at this game. Drew gets the next pass and moving his way right up that Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game ladder. JJ, that's making a lot of noise. Dropped it. We can probably pull that one out, JJ, if you're not going to go on it anyways. All right, here we are. And Shay Denzine with the two-point conversion makes it 28 to nothing as his pa was helping me out and just missed it. So Shay Denzine gets that two-point conversion, 28-0. There's 2:40 to go here in this first quarter yet, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm back here. Jeff Hakenin here in Mellon, Wisconsin. A 28-0 lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Mellon Granite Diggers with 2:40 to go here in this first quarter. Ethan Podmolik set to kick off. He kicks this one deep. Way back, about the 5-yard line. It's picked up by Zwietow. He's going to return it. He's got a little room on this left side. And one guy to beat, Ethan Podmolik, the kicker, though, bumps him out about the 25-yard line. Nice kick, nice return, and it's going to be Granite Diggers with the football about their own 25-yard line. And we're going to take a quick second here and go over our high school sports sponsors. And we have A&W Restaurant in Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware. And we thank all of our sports sponsors that help bring this game to you guys, as we got people listening all over. We've got people listening from Alaska. We got Des Moines out there listening in. And there's a tackle for a loss from the Loggers, Ethan Upson, on the quarterback keeper with a loss of about 5 yards. And my favorite kid from Bell and Xander Beeksma made an appearance over here. Good to see you, Xander. We know kids from all over the state over here, JJ. What's that? Oh, you're trying to get money from me? They're doing the 50-50 raffle. JJ, buy some tickets. All right, here we go. We got a football game. All right, 2 minutes to go here and counting. It's a 28-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers. The Mellon Granite Diggers have the ball right now from their own 20-yard line. It's second and 15. Zuitao gets it left side, looking for the option. He pitches it back and picking up a few more yards. They get maybe 2 out of the play, and it's going to be third down and 13 for the Granite Diggers. It is Xander. Can you go get us some snacks too? Or are you still selling? Really? I need like a hot dog or a hamburger, some popcorn, a water, and a Kit Kat and a Twix. I don't know. See what they got. Bring us, surprise us. So we got a run up that right side. And going to bring up a fourth down here now. It's going to be 4th and 9 for the Granite Diggers. Minute 25 to go. And they're going to punt off. So punting for the Granite Diggers right now is Ryan Henry again. It's their third punt of the game as Brooks Mesko is making his way back into the game here for the Granite Diggers. Ryan Henry fumbled that one. It's going to be a fake. He's going to go left side. And B.J. Benton-Lawelli, the Micronesian sensation, with the tackle. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. Loggers football from their own, or I'm sorry, from the Granite Diggers' 23-yard line. So great field position for the Loggers. With a minute to go here in this first quarter, they already have a 28-0 lead. We're going to see these younger JV kids into this ball game, which is going to be really nice. BJ, a nice early start to this ball game. And it's going to be Hoshfield. Hands off left side to Trigg Molman. Molman wrapped up on that left side by Brooks Mesko after maybe a 5-yard gain. Going to give him a 6-yard game on that one. It's going to be 2nd down and 4 for the Loggers. 45 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Loggers huddle up, call the play. We have Levi Durr in the backfield along with Hoshfield. So 2 quarterbacks back there right now. Direct snap. Looks like it's going to go to Hoshfield. It does. He hands off to Molman right side. A stiff arm from him. Gets by a defender and wrapped up, but not after he gets the first down. So first down for the Loggers. We'll take some Snickers, Xander, and some M&Ms. Yeah, hook us up, Xander. We're about to rate the Mellon concession stands in just a minute when we get them back over here. No one was as good as Frederick. When we were in Frederick, oh my gosh, the brats were amazing, the popcorn. We got good popcorn in Phillips too, though. You get a nice greasy bag. So here we are. Drew Hoshfield's going to keep it. He's going to go right side and tries bulldozing through about 3 Granite Diggers, picks up a few yards, and he's going to be tackled. It's going to be a 2nd down from the Loggers. Where are we at? Looks like the 7-yard line, I think. So it's going to be a... Oh, and that's the end of the quarter there. Okay, so we're going to change side. So that's the end of the first quarter. And with the score 28-0, it's the Phillips Loggers leading the Mellon Granite Diggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1-minute timeout.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
And we're back. Jeff Hakenin here in Mellon, Wisconsin. It is the start of the second quarter. 28-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers to get this game underway. Having a good time. It's a beautiful night here, about 70 degrees here, maybe a little less right now, but T-shirts and short weather still here tonight. It's a little bit cloudy, not a lot of wind. Our Phillips Loggers in their white tops with black pants, black helmets, and the Mellon Granite Diggers all in blue with white lettering and white helmets. So it's going to be a direct snap to Hochschild. He hands it off to Levi Durr. Levi gets about 2-3 yards and going to bring up a third and two, maybe something like that. As we're trying out the concessions here in Mellon. Good hot dog, JJ. I'm going to give it a 9. Sometimes you get the dry buns, you know what I mean? Phillips softball games have a lot of dry buns. I noticed that. So here we go. Third down. And they're going to get a penalty here on third down. The play is stopped dead. So good hot dog. How's that Snickers bar, JJ? Pretty good? You not feeling like Betty White no more? And looks like that was going to be an offsides on Phillips. Going to step him back 5 yards. 11:24 to go here in the second quarter. 28-0 lead here for the Loggers. They score again, and we're going to have a running clock. I think it's at 30. Is it 35? Well, next touchdown, if they get the 2 points, they'll get it. So 11:24 to go here. The Loggers stepping back up under the line of, or to the line of scrimmage after that penalty. Direct snap to Hochschild. He looks left side. Almost picked off by Brooks Mesko. It looked like Trig Mullen slipped on the play. And the Loggers luck out there. So it's going to be fourth down. Xander Beeksma over there getting us a brat, JJ. Nice of the kid. Kids from Mellon are pretty nice. And Loggers in the huddle here. Coming out, it looks like Levi Durr, the lone guy in the backfield. Delasky in motion. It's going to be that counterplay to Trig Mullen and gobbled up by Mellon, not fooled at all. And getting the tackle was their punter there, Ryan Henry. Nice play from them. We're going to test these brats. Look like they microwaved the brats. Not bad. We'll give it a solid 7 on the brat, Xander. You're good. It's hot. It's an automatic 5. All right. So, turnover on downs here. It's going to be the Grand Diggers ball. They have an option left side. Pitch it away and ran out of bounds by Trig Mullen and Aaron Delasky. A vicious tackle over on that opposite sideline. Shea Denzee now checking into the ball game. Shea was sick a lot early on. Missed the first couple of games. We've seen a little bit of action from him last Friday. I mean, he did really well. And seeing a little bit more as he's feeling better. Good to see Shea Denzine back out onto the field. Sawyer Kuchaba also left side playing cornerback. Some of these younger guys getting in a little bit. And here's a deep pass down the field and intercepted by Trig Mullen. As Brooks Mesko was the intended receiver, Mullen, he might return this one all the way as he breaks to the right side. Tackled at about the 3-yard line. A nice interception and return by Trig Mullen. And it's going to be Loggers football here at about the 3-yard line after that really nice interception by Trig Mullen. So not able to catch the break are the Mellon Granite Diggers as our Micronesian sensation, B.J. Loeri, back into the ball game looking for his second touchdown of the game. Levi in the backfield along with Benton. B.J. direct snap. He keeps it himself up the middle. And the second touchdown of the game for B.J. Loewy. And that makes it 34-0 Loggers. 34-0 Loggers here early in the second quarter. 10:22 to go. And Loggers going to go for the two-point conversion. They're at 34 points. One more point, and they're going to get the running clock. So big moment in the game here for the Loggers. And it's going to be a direct snap to Benton. Goes left side, back right side. He gets in for the two-point conversion. So BJ putting the points on the board for the Loggers. It's 36-0 here, 10:22 to go. We're going to have a running clock when we come back. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin here in Mellon, Wisconsin. 10:22 to go here in the second quarter. It's a 36-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Mellon Granite Diggers. And Ethan Podmolik, last week's Jeff Hakenin Roofing Player of the Game, is set to kick off. Waiting for everyone to get lined up. Official on the opposite side, talking with the coach, not sure exactly what about. And maybe has something to do with the running clock. I'm not sure, but we're going to have a running clock here as soon as they kick off on this beautiful night here in Mellon, Wisconsin on a Friday night. They don't have the lights here in Mellon, so that's why the early start here. We started at 4 o'clock. Normally it's a 7 o'clock kickoff. So we're going to get home here tonight early, aren't we, JJ? I will. That's right. JJ High School, he's going to party at the Schwamigan homecoming game, is it, tonight? So Schwamigan plays at 7 o'clock here tonight. And that's their homecoming game. So that should be a busy place. Homecoming here in Mellon as well. And Ethan Podmolik, a nice kick, bounces over everyone exactly what you want. Kyle Seidenbender almost gets the tackle. And gets down there, pushes him out of bounds. Some nice speed there from Kyle Seidenbender running down this left sideline on that special teams unit. And checking in right now is the Loggers defense. And it's going to be the Granite Diggers set to go here. Two backs in the backfield. The receiver split wide left. Zwietow going to keep it. Looking for somewhere to go. Nowhere to go. He's wrapped up, and he's sacked by Levi Durr. Levi Durr tracks him down. Not an easy task here for Zwietow, the sophomore, going up against this Phillips defense. Got a number of seniors along with just some really good athletes, as underclassmen, these sophomores, juniors, some really good athletes coming out of here for Phillips. So defense set up here again for the Loggers, and it's a direct snap to Zwietow. He's going to keep it right side, and he's going to pick up a yard, maybe two yards, and it's going to be third down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. 8:32 to go, counting, running clock going here in Mellon. Shea Denzine into the ballgame. And trying to get a little snack in while we got a break here. Pretty good over here in Mellon. That shoot is pretty good over here. Feel some raindrops? A couple of raindrops coming down. Zwietow's going to keep it, and he's going to run with it. Fake pass, but gets ahead and picks up maybe 5 yards. Can't exactly see from here. If you're wondering, I'm not exactly in a booth. I am right with the crowd here up in this corner. Fans are mad at me having to listen this whole game. A couple scowls every once in a while. Sorry, folks. But always nice. The Phillips crowd always travels really well watching their kids play. And fun going to these games and seeing all these parents we've seen for so many years and their kids. And it's going to be a punt from Granite. This one goes high in the air, maybe about 15 yards, and bounces out of bounds on the Granite Digger side of the field at the 35-yard line. Again, remember, it's a shortened field, an 80-yard field here. And it's going to be Loggers football at the Granite Digger's 35-yard line. We're going to keep it right here. And we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors really quick again. As we have A&W Restaurant in Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware. It's going to be a direct snap to Dury. Hands it off to Hollinger right side, and a pickup of maybe two as he can't quite get around the corner. And Logger is going to try one more time here, second nine from about the 34-yard line. Denzine checking back into the ball game. And 36 to nothing. There's 6 minutes to go and counting here. And Shay Denzine at quarterback. He's going to keep it himself, go up the middle. Shay Denzine, he's got one guy to beat. Juking and jiving all the way down to the 16-yard line. Shay Denzine with a nice run, keeping the Loggers rolling. As Levi Durr getting a break here in this ball game and starting to get some of these younger guys into this game, getting a little bit more experience. Shay, the backup quarterback. Also seeing Evan Hollinger in there. And Brody Janicek checking in right now as well. Loggers up to the line of scrimmage from their own 19-yard line. First and 10. Oh, and Lane Abraham is here. Lane, good to see you. And this time it's Ben Vernick, left side, gets the corner, got one guy to beat, and he gets in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Ben Vernick. A nice run. He got that corner, and that makes his mother happy as she's got her pom-pom high in the air. And 42 to nothing here. Still first half, second quarter, 4:50 to go as all the Phillips kids starting to show up. Braden Revac here, Colin Kleinschmidt, and Lane Abraham, J.J. Haakonen, Xander Beeksma from over here in Mellon. That's quite the Northland Elite basketball squad here today. As the raindrops starting to come down a little bit, and Evan Hollinger right side, and I think he got it over the pylon. He did. Evan Hollinger bullies his way in for the two-point conversion. The rain is coming. Now it feels like fall football weather here. It's going to be 44 to nothing here. Right now, Phillips Loggers leading the Mellon Granite Diggers here in Mellon, Wisconsin, under the raindrops right now. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
We're back here, Jeff Haakonen in Mellon, Wisconsin, bringing you football, high school football action as Ethan Podmolik kicks off to Zwietow. Zwietow brings it up that left side, brings it up to about the 25-yard line off that kickoff. 3 minutes and counting as we have the running clock. And we're going to see the Mellon offense against this second squad, the starting to fill in a little bit of the JV team out onto the field here right now. See Kenny Drexler out there getting his first opportunity, along with, who else we got out there? Ashton Timmers And I know his dad, Josh, is at home listening right now. Hi, Josh. So Ashton in the game, first time playing linebackers. We thought he was going to keep it himself. And Timmers right into the action, wraps him up. Nice tackle there by Ashton. Got a little bit of help from Sawyer Kuchaba. And Christian Boudreaux on the tackle as well. It's going to be second down and maybe one for Mellon. 2:12 to go here in this second quarter. 44-0 lead here for the Loggers. And Zwietow with two backs in the backfield. He's going to keep it himself, go left side. And Timmers again wraps him up and takes him down. Ashton Timmers got a hand on him and held on, showing off his strength right there. Nice job by him as someone's car alarm is going off behind us. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but adding a little drama to the night. Maybe that's the homecoming sirens. As it's going to be Mellon football here. First and 10. Am I right about that? First and 10 coming up here? Yeah. First and 10 for Mellon. Zwietow with two backs in the backfield. Another keeper left side. And can't quite get around the corner. And who's there again? Ashton Timmers, three plays, two tackles, and he pushed him out of bounds on this one. So a nice start for him. Nice start for these Loggers here. As it's going to be, what do we got going on here, a timeout? The clock is running on the timeout. Not exactly sure what's going on there. Oh, now it stopped. So we do have a timeout. So we have a timeout here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
We're back here. Jeff Haken and I was with my son, JJ. I don't know where he went. He found some friends and ditched me, but that's all right. That's what kids do. We're back here in Mellon, Wisconsin, after the timeout. A minute to go in this second quarter, Mellon looking to get on the scoreboard. They're down right now 44-0 against this Phillips Loggers team. And Mellon with the ball right now. Looks like it's about a second nine. Zwietow in the backfield. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Timmers with a blitz, can't quite get there, and an intentional grounding. I don't know if they're going to call that right now, but pushed him out of bounds. I think they are going to give him that. As immediately the pressure from Ashton Timmers knocks him out of bounds, or rides him out of bounds, and that's the call, is intentional grounding, going to back Mellon up even a little bit further. Third down right now as they move it back, 5 yards? Ooh, 10 yards? I don't know. They're way back there, though. So it's going to bring up a third down, I believe, and about 21. Third and 20, maybe? Third and 20, it's got to be. So here we go. Granite Diggers with their backs against the ropes again, trying to get something going here. Zwietow in the backfield again. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Zwietow gets it. Looks to throw deep. Nobody open. Getting a little pressure from the Loggers. Chasing him down. Trenton Swickola and Ben Vernick rides him out of bounds. And Zwietow probably picked up a couple yards on that. It's not going to be a sack. Trenton Swickola, I think that's his first appearance into the ball game here. Got Kenny Drexler on this left side playing corner. Two receivers left here, but only one receiver. A quick pass got you a first down probably. And deep they go. And over the head of everybody. Incomplete. That was fourth down. And is that the end of the half? That's the end of the half. So there we have it, guys. An incompletion to end that half. The score at halftime right now, 44-0. The Phillips Loggers leading the Mellon Granite Diggers. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout. We'll come back with the Forward Bank Halftime Show.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
I'm going to cheer for Mellon in the second half, just so you know. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I guess I'm back here. Jeff Hakenin here back in Mellon, Wisconsin. Thought we had a four-minute break. That's all right. I'm eating a Kit Kat right now. 10:28 to go left here in the halftime. Both teams taking a seat on their respective ends of the field. It's been a fun game. We've had a lot of fun here today. A lot of offense here from the Phillips Loggers. Things really rolling from them. They have a running attack that is just tough to handle. Probably got about six running backs that are capable of starting on any team around, and you keep switching them around, whether it's Aaron Delasky, B.J. Lueri, Ben Vernon getting a touchdown as the game went on. I was keeping some stats, and then I kind of forgot about that halfway through. But Shay Denzine coming in there, running the ball well. Levi Durr, the quarterback, not needed to run the ball a ton. He's had some nice ones. Trigg Mollman, a touchdown, and a couple nice runs there as well. Trigg Mollman also had that interception. B.J. Lueri, though, I think early on, leading as the Jeff Hakenin Roofing player of the game. I get a couple head nods over here. I mean, there's a lot of players that, you know, Drew Hochschild having a good game with that reception, that touchdown reception, playing a little quarterback, doing some things. You know, Trigg Mollman having a nice game as well. But I'd say B.J. Lueri out there so far has got a sack, got a couple nice tackles, a few runs, two touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion. And just bringing that energy out there, playing nose tackle as well, filling in for Ethan Upson once in a while. And the Loggers defense, I talk about this offense, but this Loggers defense holding Mellon to 0 points, and really, without keeping track, maybe three first downs in this whole first half. It's kind of been a nice defensive performance by the Loggers. Running clock halfway through the second quarter as they got that 35-point lead. And, you know, I love what Mellon's doing, though. You know, you come from a school with an enrollment of 81, and, you know, I'm looking at their team over there. Looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's maybe 14 kids over there on this entire team. So tough to even have a full practice. And, you know, they're out here giving their best, taking their licks, and giving them as much as they can. So my hat's off to the Mellon Granite Diggers for, you know, putting up with a season and out there having fun. You don't see any heads hanging or anything like that. It's just next play, what do we have to offer? So hats off to those Granite Diggers. And I guess it's homecoming. Oh, tickets? JJ's got them. JJ's got mine. So they're reading off the numbers of the half the pot. And we're going to see if JJ was the winner. I got a good feeling he was. Shakes his head no. Nope, we weren't winners on the half the pot this time. I was going to quit my job and go home. Just kidding, Joel. I'm just kidding, Joel. We're here having a good time, guys. It is still halftime here.